China has set a target of increasing its proportion of non-fossil energy to 20% of total energy consumption by 2030. China's Special Representative on Climate Change at the Paris Conference, Xie Zhenhua, says to achieve that goal, China is seeking to upgrade its industrial and energy consumption structure in addition to exploring new energy sources. By stressing that, the official notes that safety is the top concern when developing nuclear energy.
We need to ensure the safe development of nuclear energy, including the secure use and management of equipment and finding safe locations. China has done a lot of work in this area in terms of deciding inland locations and the timing of construction of nuclear power plants. We have begun some work in our coastal areas while nuclear power technology is being upgraded. Based on China's needs, we should further develop nuclear power.
The official also outlines some other measures that the country needs to achieve the goal under the UN Climate Accord reached in Paris. According to Xie, China will launch a nationwide carbon emissions trading market in 2017. Pilot programs have already been taking place in cities like Beijing, Tianjin, and Shanghai in 2011.Xie Zhenhua says China is committed and highly appreciated the principle in the agreement.
The Paris Agreement addressed the funding issue, which was a concern among developing countries. Under the deal, developing countries can voluntarily participate in South-South cooperation. It also requires rich nations to provide $100 billion in funding each year. To the developing world by 2020.Which is to be extended after that. The agreement engages all countries, but also upheld the principle of differentiated responsibilities. It is a fair and considerate document.
China, during the United Nations Climate Change Conference, pledged to cut its carbon emissions per unit of GDP by 60% to 65% from 2005 levels by 2030 and peak its carbon emissions by the same date.The official notes that if these emission targets are realized, China's air pollution will also be reduced by about 42%.
I think the serious environment problems at the current stage in development could be resolved if we stick to the current policies and measures, especially structural reform, and change our lifestyle and way of producing. Developed countries have solved the problems, though they also took detours in the process of development.We are punished by what we've done in the past. I think we have learned lessons from this and could do better.
He adds that the government will increase fiscal, tax, and price policy support to boost energy efficiency and speed up the reduction of emissions. For CRI, I'm Guiyan.